Welcome to Life Success. Today we're talking about actually unlocking your potential self-improvement. Now we all have something, but we got to look at things in a different perspective. And any activity that makes you a better person, it's a goal to give you your confidence and make you happier and satisfied individually. And it concerns itself as improving awareness, honoring your talents, especially like if you're a musician, developing emotional intelligence and building your appreciation of yourself, which means gratitude as well. As with significant undertaking, especially can be a life-changing personal development. It's worth taking a deep look into these things and being more motivated. The fuel keeps going as you discover and create the best version of yourself. But where do we start? That's the question. And I think that's a hard one that we discover. And this is where we go self-motivation, persist and succeed, getting that going over and over. The best way to know and appreciate your purpose in life is to have a firm understanding of basic human needs. So really understanding all this can be really intense, but the path to highest value and self-actualization, meaningful life, and embarking on a journey of self-improvement is quite a human desire for progress and enhancement. So really, it's just being a best version of yourself. So really, let's look into these areas. Number one, personal development involves improving aspects of one's character, mindset, emotional intelligence, so self-awareness, and improving your communication skills. So, number two, education and learning. Self-improvement often involves learning and acknowledge. And this is where, of course, I like reading books, attending a workshop or taking online courses. You can, you know, create your own version if you're wanting to just read a book. That's what I do most of the time. Or reading blogs or content that you can find on the internet. Number three, health and wellness. Maintaining physical and mental health is a crucial component in self-development. This can involve adopting healthy lifestyle, such as exercise, balancing diet, and stress management techniques. Number four, career and professional development, self-improvement skills, and career advancement, or even changing career to align the personal goals and interest. So number five, relationships, improving ability to build and maintain healthy relationships. And that's important in today's world. So communication skills, empathy, conflict, you know. And number six, financial well-being, managing your budget. That's crucial in today's world. And sorted is one of the most common one in New Zealand to utilize on the internet. Number seven, goal setting and time management. Setting clear goals and develop effective time management habits that help individuals become more productive and achieve their goals. Number eight, emotional mental well-being. Self-improvement involves managing and improving mental health. Number nine, hobbies and interests. Pursuing hobbies, interests, and passions. You've got to have something, I suppose, in this world. 10, values and beliefs. Reflecting on one's values and beliefs are aligned one's actions. Self-improvement related to personal growth, authentic lifestyle. Self-improvement is highly individual journey and focuses on personal development, which is, you know, person to person. Everyone's different, but involving seeking guidance from mentors, coaches and therapists, especially a coach like me. If you need any more information, please contact me. Ultimately, self-improvement aims to lead more fulfilling and purpose meaningful life. So the more you learn from improving your self-esteem and accomplishments, amplified sense of self-worth and self-confidence, there's a lot of rapid change in this world, so we've got to adapt very well to it. And communication skills and empathy and emotional intimacy with other people is quite crucial too. So we all learn to cope with our failures and all sorts. You know, what are some helpful self-improvement techniques? Well, setting goals, prioritizing self-care, develop growth mindset, practice continuous learning, and use time management, use mindfulness and meditation. Start journaling and practice positive affirmations. Start networking with other people. Seek feedback. Take risks using financial management tools. Volunteer and give back. Form healthy habits and use visualization. Develop conflict resolution skills and practice gratitude. And this is why gratitude journaling is a great tool to have. Attend to therapy or counseling with a coach or whatever therapist that you can actually be able to use. And remember that self-improvement is a continuous process. Small steps towards it is important. So do the best you can with every technique that you have been offered. How do you set meaningful goals for self-improvement? Well, identifying values and priorities, making your goals specific and measurable, ensure your goals are realistic and attainable, setting time management deadlines for your goals, staying adaptable and open to modifications when needed, and staying motivated by connecting your goals to your interests and motivations and rewards, seeking support and accountability. Now, how can you build self-confidence? Well, we all struggle with this. It's a common thing. And really, you just got to be kind to yourself. I do have a blog based on these areas. And this is a common issue that we all have to deal with separately. So building confidence takes time and effort. And it also is essential to ourselves and the process. And remember, self-confidence is a destination, a lifelong journey. So continue the work on yourself over time and really improving your emotional self. Practicing optimism. This is building resilience, developing problem-solving skills, enhancing emotional regulation, and of course, self-realistic goals. Setting goals for yourself, and achievable ones, and purposeful ones, long-term ones. All milestones are important. Maintaining physical health, practice adaptability, build self-confidence, self-esteem, develop positive self-image and self-worth. Seek professional help when needed and develop coping strategies. These are all things that actually help us. And time management is about setting clear goals, prioritizing tasks and creating to-do list, using time blocking and other techniques, and eliminating distractions, set deadlines, batch similar tasks, and delegate time. Learn to say no and set boundaries using technology wisely and set realistic expectations, reviewing and reflecting and taking care of yourself, and seek help and training. Now, we all have these things. You know, there's so many out there, you know. Try your best and learn and grow. There are self-improvement books out there. I totally recommend quite a few different ones, like Atomic Habits by James Clear. Fantastic book to actually read. You know, there's so many different ones out there. Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. There's so many different kind out there that will be useful to you. Self-improvement tools and apps. You know, do the best you can. No matter what, every little bit counts, right? How can you continue to learn on your own personal growth? Well, establish a routine embracing failure and learn from it. And self-reflection is a great tool to use in a journal. Step outside your comfort zone and tackling unfamiliar subjects is something that's common. Now, you can have individual therapy. You can actually have coaching with someone, either me or somebody outside yourself. And you can have couples counselling. There are therapists out there. And, of course, online services. There are more out there in today's world than actually in the past. Life coaching, while not a form of therapy, is a different kind. Life coaches can help individuals set and achieve personal and professional goals, develop better habits, and improve their overall quality of life. And there are online resources out there, but you really need a therapist that can actually do their job properly. But life coaches do things differently. We are just there to support you and help you on your individual mission in life. To benefit from self-improvement resources, you can go online and basically talk to me about it. There are treatment plans in line with self-improvement objectives. You know, there are ways out there. You just got to learn and grow and find what works for you and really get to know yourself. And I hope this helps you to understand yourself more and grow. Thank you for joining me, and I will catch up with you on the next episode. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Thanks for joining me.